News of AM 830, its owners or management.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos, now through December 14th. See top two-year-olds compete in the Los Alamitos Starlet December 6th and the Los Alamitos Futurity on December 13th. By the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By Today's RacingDigest.com, a handicapper's lesson in every issue. By the Ragas and Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selection from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets a VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And good morning and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined by my regular co-host, Bob Ike, in just a second. A lot going on today, especially in Southern California. It's closing weekend at Los Alamitos. Not only do they have the Grade 2 Los Alamitos Futurity during the daytime winter thoroughbred meet that ends tomorrow, they also have their championship weekend under the lights for the quarter horses, including tonight's Champion of Champions for older horses. And tomorrow night, the $2 million Los Alamitos $2 million Futurity, better known as the Deuce. Those are the feature races under the lights, so Michael Rona is going to have a busy weekend. And there's a lot of other news from around the country, especially from the University of Arizona Symposium on Racing. So let's talk about that a little bit with Bob Ike. And Bob, fresh off a break, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Doing great, John. Good morning. Yeah, freshened up a little bit, but looking forward to this weekend. As you said, LaSalle carryover today. A lot of racing with Oakland Park just opening yesterday. Gulfstream Park has a really good card today. Aqueduct Turfway Park canceled because of cold weather, so that big card of theirs has been rescheduled, John. And as you mentioned, the biggest week at LaSalle for the nighttime racing. So looking forward to the Champion of Champions tonight.
Right, the Synthetic Turf Championship card was scheduled tonight at Turfway Park. That has been rescheduled for Sunday the 21st, and they will bring that card back as drawn. Originally, Flavien Prat was supposed to come in from New York, and Arad Ortiz was supposed to come in from Florida. We'll see if they made arrangements or if they are going back to their regular circuits. But that was a big card that's gone, not going to be run tonight. But we have a lot going on. And first of all, let's talk about the news of the week, Bob. And that was from the University of Arizona, the Symposium on Racing. There were a number of topics that we've been touching on the radio throughout the year. And the first one had to do with the computer-assisted wagering. We've documented how these late odds changes are happening, the impact the CAWs are coming making upon the regular horse player. And one of the track circuits, the New York Racing Association, is going to do another positive move for the regular horse player.
Right, John. That has been the most restrictive jurisdiction towards the CAW players anyway, cutting off, I think they were the first to cut off the win bets at 2 minutes to post. I believe the CAWs are already restricted in the pick six and the late pick five there. And now they've come up with another thing where at the 1 minute to post mark, all other bets will be restricted at least to the level of six bets per second. There is no restriction on the amounts. I'm not sure the rate of bets that the CAWs get in on a normal, a normal wager, but six bets per second still seems like a lot, can cover a lot of ground in a minute. But again, it's a positive move for the player. We've seen here in California with restricting the win bets at 2 minutes, it's really stabilized those big odds drops, John, that we were seeing. But we're still seeing the hits in the exacta pool, I think maybe to a lesser extent the daily double pools. Who knows what's happening in the trifecta pools and such like that. But it's a positive move. I think all jurisdictions hopefully will follow suit. But what I really don't understand, John, I think, and my compromise would be, and I put this on Twitter when the news came out, Why can't we cut the CAWs off altogether from all wagers at the 2 minutes to post? It seems like that would be a good compromise. They're still allowed to bet any amount they want up to the 2 minutes. But what it does is stop them from exploiting the inefficiencies in the pool in that last minute or so that we see with the huge drops sometimes in the probables. So I don't know. It just seems to me like we could cut them off at the 2 minutes. It'd be a fair compromise to everybody.
Well, you know, when they started cutting off the CAWs from the win pools at 2 minutes to post, we didn't see a drop in handle. We just saw the handle shifting to other wagers. And now with the cutting off at 1 minute to post in the New York Racing Association, it won't involve the rolling bets, the daily double, pick three, pick fours, pick fives, but it will impact the in-race wagers, the exactas, trifectas, where we've seen a number of serious drops in payoffs and those types of wagers. So we'll see again. I think what we'll have to watch is, will it impact total handle, or will that money move now more into the pick threes, pick fours, daily doubles? We will find out how the CAWs react to how this is done. And I'm guessing that other circles will be watching this too. And if the handle total numbers do not fall too far off, maybe it's something other places will consider. It is a move in the right direction for the regular horse player who doesn't want to bet an exacta that was going to pay $72. And when the result's official, it pays, $36. You don't want to get half the value for what you perceived as the money you were going to play. So it is a step in the right direction. We'll see how this goes. And I give credit to the New York Racing Association for at least trying it. So that is one thing that happened at the symposium this week. The second one was an interesting development that I was not aware of. And that came from Lonnie Powell. He's the chief executive of the Florida Thoroughbred Owners, Breeders and Owners Association. Apparently, the FTBOA has an old horse racing license to conduct racing up in Marion County, which is near Ocala, where all the Ocala breeders sales and near Tampa Bay Downs. And they're considering possibly building another racetrack up there as the decoupling fight with Gulfstream Park continues.
Yeah, interesting news, John. You don't see really new tracks being built anywhere. You see tracks being refurbished or closing down. So this was news. Lonnie Powell, who ironically at one time worked for Frank Stronach at Santa Anita out here, is the head of the Florida Thoroughbred Breeders Association there. And they have talked about building this track in Ocala as a result of the decoupling effort between Gulfstream Park decoupling their racing from the casino license, or at least attempting to. And what Lonnie Powell has quoted at the end of the article, he says, you know, they're going to get serious about this. The license isn't on ice any longer. And he said, quote, everyone needs to give up on the idea that you're going to force first racing to stay committed to live racing. So there's definitely some battles going on in Florida. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. But you mentioned, John, the Ocala area, huge, huge breeding industry there. Second only to Lexington, and they've even kind of nicknamed themselves the horse capital of the world there. So we'll see how that plays out. A lot of these things are ambitious and never really come to fruition, but something needs to be done down there, because if Gulfstream goes away, there's still a huge racing and breeding interest in Florida.
Absolutely. And one interesting thing about this license, it was an old quarter horse license that they can use for thoroughbreds. And it's a nonprofit license, so the money would go back into the industry, you know. And so there's a lot of positives to think about that. We'll follow this story as it goes, but already Florida looking at other options in case that decoupling becomes a reality, or if, you know, First Racing decides, well, that's it, we're just going to wrap it up. So we'll keep an eye on what's happening there. It won't be in South Florida, but at least they have an option. One other topic I wanted to hit on from the symposium that will affect you and I, the horse players, you know, starting next year in that big, beautiful bill that was passed in the Senate and the House, starting next year, we can only claim gambling losses up to 90% of the total losses. So let's say you bet $100,000 over the course of a year. Even if you earned $100,000 and then you bet $100,000 to break even, you could only claim losses up to $90,000. You had to pay taxes on 10% of that. Well, that's supposed to go into effect in 2026, and it makes no sense to me to pay taxes on money that you did not earn. And so they're working on a withholding bill to correct that and get it back to what it was. And they were talking about that at the Global Symposium, but they better get that bill passed.
Previously, you could write losses off up to your winnings. So, you know, you could write 100% of your gambling. If you won $100,000 and you lost $100,000 back, it's a push. The way it is now with 90%, like you said, John, if you could only write 90% off, you're going to be paying taxes on $10,000 that you really didn't win. So it's an unfair bill. They are looking at rolling it back, which is good news. And apparently there is not much support for keeping the bill in place, you know, as you described it. So there's no opposition apparently in the House or Senate to roll this back. Hopefully it would be retroactive to the start of 2026. So it's a hit to gamblers, and especially, you know, the bigger gamblers who are doing this on a large scale. They're just going to close up shop and say, forget it, John. I'm not going to pay, you know, 10% on money that I didn't even win. So let's hope that gets rolled back. The gambler, the horse player needs a few breaks now and again.
Well, you know, it doesn't affect just horse racing, but gambling in general. So our friends in Nevada, they're on this, and there have already been bills written by the politicians out there. I mean, it can affect all angles of those casinos out there. So, again, something we're following. They better make that retroactive, and they better not wait too long. I mean, what's the incentive to report the earnings if you know you're going to get taxed on money that you didn't really earn? So another important topic that was covered at the symposium. Well, Bob, let's get back and do a little handicapping. Like you mentioned, it was opening weekend this weekend at Oaklawn Park. We have a good card, the Tropical Park Derby and Tropical Park Oaks at Gulfstream Park, the Los Alamitos Futurity at Los Al. And so where did you want to go? I know you look around the country. I know you look at Florida, too. Did you want to get a play made at Gulfstream Park today?
Yes, I didn't put out a sheet today, John. I'm waiting for opening day Santa Anita, but, you know, it's a long time between now and then, so we need to have some action today. And I thought the card at Gulfstream was very good, a couple of nice turf races. We'll check in with Toby Kellett near the end of the show, but from what I saw on weather reports, the rain was supposed to hold off until tonight. So let's knock on wood that we can get this card in, because it's got some quality, it's got some good turf racing, and one of the turf races I liked was the eighth race, the Tropical Park Oaks, a mile and a 16th on the grass, a good full field. You're going to have some betting opportunities in here no matter who you like, and I'm going to take a shot on a price horse in here who had an absolutely brutal trip last time, and that is number six, Ramsey Pond, coming out of kind of a restricted stakes race there at Gulfstream. She makes her third start on the off the break, so theoretically this could be her best effort. And you really need to watch the trip and the ride here to appreciate just how bad it was. Took up sharply going under the wire the first turn, had some trouble into the stretch, steadied again in mid-stretch, and then I thought finished very well. This is a huge rider upgrade today going to Tyler Gaffleone. Obviously, Safi Joseph, the top trainer down there. So at 12-1, I really think this is a good spot. It's a competitive race. You'll need racing luck, but eighth race at Gulfstream, number six, Ramsey Pond, 12-1 on the morning line is my radio play. And John, I know you put out the Lindo Report full card today at Los Alamitos. You did the late pick five at Gulfstream, which I'll also be involved with. And your selection sheet available at todaysracingdigest.com, but also free of charge and free to the patrons at the South Point. So let's get the number out for the South Point and then get your radio play, John.
Well, the number to reach Steve Johnson at the South Point, he's the manager of the racebook there, 866-780-7223. They've got the National Finals Rodeo that finishes up tomorrow night. So a lot going on out there at the South Point, a lot of things, events there in their event center. You've got basketball, you've got, we've got all kinds of action. The football playoffs, the college playoffs will be starting next week. A lot to do out there. Give Steve a call and find out how you can get your Thoroughbred LA horse players rate. As far as my play today, I'm going to Los Alamitos, Bob. Race number six today, number two, K. Luna Bella. Likes Los Alamitos. You don't have to worry about the track configuration. She's proven over that track. I thought she ran well to be second coming off a little layoff last time at Del Mar. She moves to a track she likes. Catches a pretty suspect field in here. I think 3-1's a very fair price. Number two, K. Bella Luna, race number six at Los Alamitos. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk Los Alamitos Futurity with Bob Mazursky. We'll also touch base with Scott Shapiro, see what he's got going all around the country at ExpressBet and DRF.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos Winter Thoroughbred Meet, with outstanding daytime racing continuing through closing day on Sunday. First post is 12:30 p.m. Pacific. Saturday's card will be headed by the Grade 2 Los Alamitos Futurity with points on the line to the Kentucky Derby. We'll also host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday afternoon. You can win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest forms and rules are available at losalamitos.com. And when the sun goes down during the winter meet, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders at Los Alamitos. Saturday's nighttime program features the running of the Grade 1 Champion of Champions. Can Impressin win a record-tying third Champion of Champions? The morning line favorite is the multiple Grade 1 winner, Jericho. For Los Alamitos Futurity during the day and the Champion of Champions at night, it promises to be a great Saturday at the races. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, before we bring in Bob Mazursky to talk Los Al Futurity, how about a cowbred of the week?
Well, let's go to Los Alamitos last weekend, and that is Liberation, who won the $100,000 Soviet Problem Stakes at Los Al on Sunday. Liberation is by Omaha Beach out of the Lon Romare Ponytail, was bred by Richard Barton Enterprises, is owned by Hall Racing LLC, West Point Thoroughbreds Barker and Levinson, is trained by John Sadler. She is has now three wins from six lifetime starts and earnings over $177,000. And, John, how about a new condition that's going to be available for cowbred starting with the Santa Anita meet on December 26th?
Right. Right now you can win the cowbred condition both on turf and dirt, so you can win the cowbred condition twice. The new rule will allow you to win that same cowbred condition twice on the same surface as long as it's different distances. In other words, if you have a dirt horse, you can win the cowbred condition not only sprinting but routing. Same thing on the turf. If you've got a turf horse, you can win the cowbred condition sprinting on the grass and routing on the grass. Even more options and more ways to make your cowbreds more valuable. That's from the CTBA. And, Bob, talking about value, our friends at TwinSpires.com, you got to take advantage of this if you're playing Los Alamitos this weekend. You get a win bonus if you're playing win bets on Los Alamitos through TwinSpires.com.
Right. 15% odds boost up to $25 on a winning single horse wager at Los Alamitos. So if you're playing Los Al, make a win bet of $25 or more and get an added 15% bonus. That's a great deal from TwinSpires.com.
Well, let's bring in our next guest, and that's Bob Mazursky, publicity man at Los Alamitos. And, Bob, it's such a quick meet. We went from opening week last week. Now we're into closing week already. And the one thing's the same. Bob Baffert controls the stakes race today. Today it's the Colts, the Los Alamitos Futurity. He did win the Los Alamitos Starlet last week. He did not win it with the favorite. He won it with Consequent. Can they beat the marquee horse today, which is Litmus Test? And if they do, will Bob Baffert again be the guy who does it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Litmus Test is the obvious horse to beat. He ran a good fourth in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Wasn't beaten that far by Ted Naafi. But the other two horses, I think, have some ability. Providence, I think, has some talent. He was favored first time against Intrepido, who, of course, came back to run very well in the American Feral. Won it, in fact. So I think that horse has a look. And then Blacksmith, I know, disappointed as the favorite last time, going short. But Baffert keeps saying that he's going to be better routing, and I know there's other people that think that as well. So maybe you'll see a better effort from him. And that's the horse Kazushi Kimura is on. And, of course, he was aboard Consequent last week, who upset the heavy favorite in the Starlet.
So Bob Baffert with three of the six horses today in the Los Alamitos Futurity. Before I send you over to Bob Ike to get a selection and to talk about that handicapping contest, I want to remind everybody we have a little pick six carryover at Los Alamitos today. And because tomorrow is closing day, Bob Mazursky, we've got mandatory payoffs in all pools tomorrow.
That is correct. Yeah, we have a carryover about almost $9,000 today, and it's a pretty competitive card, I thought. I thought the pick six was tough. I mean, if you single Litmus Test and he wins, I think there's some other races that are pretty wide open.
Bob Ike, what do you have for Mr. Mazursky?
Plus about that NHC qualifying handicapping contest you guys have out there today. It's always popular. I know you guys get a lot of signups, and give us some of the details.
Yeah, you're right, Bob. It has been a very popular contest over the years that I've been working here. We have two seats available for the 2026 NHC. You can sign up both online or at the track up until 1 p.m. today. It's at the mezzanine level. There's a window right across from on the mezzanine level, right across from the entrance to the Vessel Club. So you can sign up, like I said, until prior to 1 p.m. It's a win, play, show, daily doubles, exacta, trifectas on the Los Alamitos races. It's $500 to enter. $400 goes on to a live money betting card.
And from you today, your best play for radio from Los Alamitos.
I'm going to go to the fourth race. I like number five, Manaye, however you say her name. I thought she ran okay over the track last week. I think there's about two or three speed horses in here. I think she can get a good trip stalking from off the pace. Andy Mathis had the winner of the last race last night. Good night, Nelly. So hope he can get another one today. Number five, Manaye in race four.
So that's race number four, Los Alamitos, number five, Manaye, or however else you want to pronounce it. 6-1 on the morning line. That's for Bob Mazursky. Bob, thanks so much. Thanks for everything you guys do for us out there at Los Alamitos. And looking forward to seeing the Futurity today. And we'll stick around and watch the racing tonight with the champion and champions. And tomorrow night, the Deuce, the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity. Looking forward to those as well.
Yeah, it should be a great weekend. Looking forward to it. Take care, guys.
That was Bob Mazursky of todaysracingdigest.com. By the way, all of his selections can be found there. Same with Bob Ike and myself, todaysracingdigest.com. Let's bring in our next guest, and that's Scott Shapiro, who does work for both ExpressBet and Daily Racing Form. And, Scott, I wanted to touch base with you. You cover so much of the nation. It's opening weekend at Oaklawn Park, and I noticed just on today's card alone, Scott, you've got horses coming in from Kentucky, Florida, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Indiana, California, Illinois, Delaware, Texas, Minnesota, Iowa, and Ohio. I mean, how do you attack something like this when they're coming from everywhere?
Well, I just bet the Illinois horse. No, I'm just kidding. but it's difficult, and the same thing happens to a pretty good extent in Kentucky in the spring because all the horses are coming back, from other places, from a lot of those locales. You know, a couple things I think can help you. They may not help you at today. One thing, though, could, when you're looking at maiden races, two-year-old races, particularly in Kentucky, horses coming in there have a huge edge compared to their competition. That's, clearly better, quality there. Not always going to work, and usually the tote board might suggest it. But those maiden races in Kentucky are far better. Even, you might see some, I think there's a Cox runner that is coming out of a high-priced claimer. those are probably very similar to the you know, special weights in most situations at Oaklawn. That's not a knock on Oaklawn, more of a compliment to the Kentucky two-year-old program. The other thing that, you know, isn't going to help you today, but it can be a pretty speed-favoring racetrack overall, so following, you know, the way the track has played. And also, it can play towards certain parts of the track, being wide often, especially early. You know, you hear that, you know, hear me say that a lot about a lot of tracks, but it can be very detrimental there, and there's often times where there is biases. So if you follow along and take notes there, it's one of the tracks I think you can get rewarded.
I'll give you one other note, too, that I like, especially early in the meet there at Oaklawn Park. I really prefer a horse that either has proven form or a recent work over the racetrack. That is a track that is not as similar to other places. It's a little bit different out there, and if you're familiar with it, I think it really helps you.
No, I agree with that. And, you know, the track can definitely, you know, it's a tough track, you know, because it takes a lot of weather throughout the winter. More so, you know, a lot of the locales that, you know, race don't take as much weather as there. So they deal with a lot of weather and it's frequent. So, you know, the track can be tricky. It can also be demanding. So I think that's a very, very good point to, but never going to hurt to have a work over the track and even better, a successful race.
Bob Ike, what do you have for Shapper?
Hey, Shapper. Originally we were going to have you take a look at that synthetic championship card at Turfway Park, but it has been canceled. The weather there tonight is supposed to be particularly bad. It's been moved to Sunday, December 21st, so we'll catch up with that next week. But want to change gears, Shapper. I think you want to go to the fairgrounds, right?
Yeah, why not go to New Orleans on a Saturday when it's too cold out in Kentucky? So I think we'll go to there. They have a good card. It's all Louisiana bred races. They have the star Louisiana bred Jake Delhomme's Touch Upon a Star running today. He's a short price earlier on. I'm going to go to Louisiana Champion Day Turf, which is race number 9. It's a 1 16th on the grass. It kicks off the late pick 4 there. And I like number 11, All Night Moonlight. This is a son of Ransom the Moon that gets back to his preferred surface, has not been over it over his last few starts. But, man, he can really finish well, and he gets Jose Ortiz, who, if you didn't follow things last year, he completely dominated things down there. Source has a win over the turf course down there, which is a good thing as well. 9 for 27 overall. I like number 11, All Night Moonlight, at 5-1 in race 9 at Fairgrounds.
So that's the 9th race today at Fairgrounds. This is, again, Louisiana Bred Stakes Day. And the 11 horse, All Right Moonlight, 5-1 on the program. That's for Scott Shapiro. Scott, enjoy your work in daily racing form and on everything else, all the platforms that you do, including X or Twitter. Let's give out your X handle just so people can follow you.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. It's at ScottChap34. That is where you'll find pretty much all the work I do, maybe some opinions from time to time, but appreciate the shout out and best of luck today, guys.
You got it, Scott. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you next week. That was Scott Shapiro from Daily Racing Form and from ExpressBet. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we'll head up to New York, talk to John Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets, and we'll head down to South Florida, touch base with Toby Callett, get the updates on conditions on a good racing card today at Gulfstream Park. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Racing fans, what's the present you open the day after Christmas? The Great Race Place, of course. Santa Anita Park will open for live racing on Friday, December 26th. Along with world-class racing, we will have world-class events and promotions as well, like a wonderful craft beer festival opening weekend, December 26th through the 28th. We also will have great family entertainment opening weekend with our Winter Family Fun Zone in the infield. And of course, opening day brings a fan favorite giveaway, the Santa Anita Park Wall Calendar, for all fans in attendance while supplies last. And don't forget our great contests, like the Showviver contest beginning on December December 26th, the $1,500 opening day handicapping contest with a $5,000 bonus, and the Pick'em contest starting on December 27th. Opening day admission is $20, online for just $10, and first reward members pay just $5. Get all the details at SantaAnita.com. Welcome back to the Great Race Place on opening day, Friday, December 26th.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactas and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos Winter Thoroughbred Meet with outstanding daytime racing continuing through closing day on Sunday. First post is 12:30 p.m. Pacific. Saturday's card will be headed by the Grade 2 Los Alamitos Futurity with points on the line to the Kentucky Derby. We'll also host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday afternoon. You can win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest forms and rules are available at losalamitos.com. And when the sun goes down during the winter meet, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders at Los Alamitos. Saturday's nighttime program features the running of the Grade 1 Champion of Champions. Can Impressin win a record-tying third Champion of Champions? The morning line favorite is the multiple Grade 1 winner, Jericho. The Los Alamitos Futurity during the day and the Champion of Champions at night, it promises to be a great Saturday at the races. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Technical difficulties. I had to switch equipment here. This is John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, we're going to have to ad-lib this a little bit coming out of the break here. But let's talk a little bit about the tournaments that the NTRA has to qualify for the NHC. And wish our buddies at Legacy Ransom luck. They're in the stakes race tomorrow.
Yeah, let's start with the NTRA. So we want to get qualified for that 2026 NHC in Las Vegas. Three ways today. We've talked about the live money tournament at Los Alamitos. That's $500 played on track. Then if you want to go online, there's a $165 online tournament at horseplayers.com that is restricted to players who've yet to qualify for the 2026 NHC. And then there's a $210 online tournament at horseplayers.com. And John, talking about Legacy Ranch, they've got that stallion roster to brag about. Ohm, Clubhouse Riot, Forbidden Kingdom, and Tamarando. We want to wish the best of luck tomorrow in the $100,000 King Gloria Stake with Legacy Ranch's homebred, Can't Help Myself. If you want to get in touch with Terry Knight, give him a call. His cell number is 510-928-4980. Go from the breeding shed to the winner's circle with Legacy Ranch.
Well, let's bring in our next guest, and that's John Hardoon from the Raggers and Sheik. John, good morning. And first of all, let's get an update there on the track for the second race in Aqueduct. How's the weather up there in New York?
The weather today is fine. The weather tomorrow will not be fine. They're expecting 4 inches at least tonight at around the aqueduct area. So tomorrow's card will certainly be in jeopardy. But that being said, today it's in the low 40s. It's just cold out, but no precipitation, rain, or snow. So that's the good news.
Well, Bob and I were talking earlier about some of the information at the Arizona Symposium, including what the NYRA is planning to do as far as restricting some of the CAWs from not only the wind pools, but a lot of the other in-race pools at 1 minute to post.
Well, I don't know if that's really true, but they're going to eliminate the vertical bits. They're eliminating the exactas and the tries. However, the pick threes, pick fours, pick fives, for the most part, really stay the same. CAW is not allowed in the late pick five at New York, so that's a good thing. But listen, I mean, it's a mess. It's really a mess. So Bob said the right thing at the top of the show, and I've been saying it for the longest time. Shut off all CAWs with 2 minutes to post. Any bet they can make. Listen, this is a parimutuel system. People are getting screwed. What they're doing is illegal. It's totally illegal what they're doing. They have an edge. Parimutuel means everybody has the same edge. You're putting in money and you're betting against each other. These people have an edge that we don't get. It's not fair. It's not right. Again, it is the slow demise of this game. They're being short-sighted. They're increasing handle in the short run. They are destroying the game in the long run.
Well, the sad part is we have to talk about that instead of the racing that goes on. And when you see that, then that gives you an idea how important and how big an impact it's having on the business. Let's talk a little bit about the racing today at Aqueduct. John, today's feature is the Gopher Wand Stakes, just to field of six, but it's an interesting field. I mean, you have an even money favorite, number three, Weigh the Risk. Does she have to win this race?
No, but she looks a little better. I kind of like Stonewall Star near the number six horse. Again, like you said, it's only a field of five, so no one's really getting rich in this race. The favorites look better than the rest of them. They're going to run 1-2. The idea is to figure out how you're going to make money betting two favorites. But unfortunately, they just look better than the rest of them.
Well, we always get a couple of plays from you. So where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Okay, so let's go to Aqueduct and look at race number six. It's a 6.5 furlong maiden event on the main track. And the number nine horse in here, Higher the Hat, a two-year-old filly for the George Abreu barn. Jose Lascano climbs aboard today. This horse's first race was really sneaky good. She was breaking from the rail going 6.5 furlong. She missed the break. She got shuffled back. She ran on late. 4-1 on the morning line. Today she draws an outside box. I think she gets a great trip in here. Number nine, Higher the Hat, wins today's sixth race out at Aqueduct.
That's race number six at Aqueduct. Number nine, Higher the Hat, 4-1 on the program. That's the first play for John Hardoon. And John, I know you did Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn Park, Aqueduct, and Los Alamitos. So where do you want to go for your other radio play today?
Actually, we're going to go to Gulfstream and look at race number 11. And for anyone that's been following Gulfstream, the last few days has just been disgusting if you look for any value. The pick five yesterday at Gulfstream, the first pick five, paid $7.90. Are they crazy? Five winners and they're giving you $7.90? Well, it happened yesterday. We're going to look at the 11th race today. This is the Tropical Park Derby. And I like a price horse in here. I love the number six horse, Layabout, a three-year-old gelding from the Patrick B. and Cone barn, and he's had a terrific meet. I like the rider switch to Junior Alvarado. I like the 10-1 on the morning line. I like the fact the horse is 2-for-3 at Gulfstream. Number six, Layabout, upsets and wins today's 11th race out at Gulfstream Park.
That's race number 11 in the, at Gulfstream, number six, Layabout. 10-1 on the program for John Hardoon. John, give us the website and what's available.
JONHARDOON.com. Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Oaklawn, Los Al, and Aqueduct selections.
Well, thanks a lot, John. Enjoy the day and catch some tickets.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Stay safe and be well, everybody.
That was John Hardoon from the Rags and the Sheets. And ending this segment, let's bring in Toby Keller from South Florida. And Toby, just talking to John Hardoon, watching those last couple of days at Gulfstream, you know, we saw 12 favorites out of 17 races, most of them less than even money. It just wasn't, an optimum situation if you want to play races. A better card today at Gulfstream. So let's get conditions at Gulfstream Park.
It's fast and firm, and I would never, ever, ever correct John Hardoon. However, his $7.90 report on the pick, the first pick five, was actually $7.85. So
he was optimistic. He was rounding up.
I'm saying this in jest. You know, I'm not splitting hairs, but as I said on the show, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we're Golden Gate East. We have a four horse starter allowance later on in the card. We have four landmine races on today's card, races 2, 3, 5, and 10. However, that being said, as Bob Ike mentioned about the late pick five being involved, he likes something in the eighth. John Hardoon has landed on what I believe to be a very good play in the 11th. I have something in the ninth that's a little against the grain. So if the show is going to be correct, this late pick five will pay a whole lot more than $7 and whatever cents.
Well, let's get that ninth race at Gulfstream Park from you then.
Okay, there's a scratch in here. You'll take out the four looking at Unicity. That one is gone. But in this race, I'm looking at the six, and her name is Quiditi. She trained in company most recently at Palm Meadows with a three-year-old gelding by the name of Ark Royal, both from the Barkley Tag Barn, and showed a lot of speed in that work. Blinkers on, races today with blinkers on. Katie Davis reunites with Quiditi. I'm looking for a big effort. There's some fillies in here that look really good on paper, but I think Quiditi is capable of getting the job done. Her main rivals are the one, Little Georgie, the two, Imperatrice, and the five, Betty's Pearl. That's 6125 to keep us live in that late pick five at Gulfstream Park.
That's the ninth race at Gulfstream, number six, Quiditi. And Quiditi is 5-1 on the program, the 6 over the 125 for the exotics. And Toby, just one, I saw a number of late scratches today, and that a lot of that has to do with the current equine herpes breakout and a couple of barns that have been quarantined up there. And right now, as I understand it, no shipping between Gulfstream Park and Tampa Bay, correct?
That is correct, yes. The fields have been very short. They only ran eight races yesterday. The championship meet is certainly off to the championship that we would fear. And hopefully it's going to get better. But a lot of things are different here this year. We don't have some of the riders that were here in the past. And I don't imagine guys are going to want to run for these purses that are, in some cases, half or less than what they've been running for in the summertime.
Well, we'll monitor the situation. At least we've got a good card today. Let's take advantage of that and make some money, Toby. Best of luck today.
I agree. Thank you, John.
That was Toby Callett from down there in South Florida. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, the last segment is all Michael Rona. He's got a lot to talk about. We'll talk about the Los Alamitos fraternity, but most importantly, the champion at Champions tonight and the Deuce, the Los Alamitos 2 million fraternity on Sunday. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels Radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contests in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events. Never miss a big race and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
But I'm strong, strong enough to care.
Welcome to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob, before we bring in Michael Rona, let's remind folks where people can watch and wager on the races today around the satellite facilities in Southern California.
Yeah, John, let's start at the OC Tavern. It's at 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. They're open now. And of course, the Derby Room, which is already open, waiting to serve you. I'm going to try to get out there tomorrow, John. And even though it's Kim's birthday, I'm going to sneak off to the Derby Room. That's how much I like the Derby Room. I'm going to risk that kind of wrath from my wife and go out there on her birthday tomorrow. And don't forget about the Paddock on 5th. That's in the Gas Lamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue, San Diego, and they're open at 10 a.m. daily.
Well, you mentioned a birthday. How about a shout-out to my old trainer, Bill Spahr? Today is his birthday. I think it's 84, and the guy is still out the track marking horses' legs and stuff. He's the best, a terrific horseman. Happy birthday, Bill. Happy birthday, Kim. Let's bring in our final guest of the show, who's going to have a busy day, calling day and night, and that's Michael Rona, the announcer at Los. Michael, good morning, and welcome back. You ready for a fun weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. John, good morning to you, mate. And, well, if I can't be jazzed about this weekend, I better find something else to do. It's magnificent with the charity this afternoon and the two marquee quarter horse races of the year tonight and tomorrow night.
Well, let's talk about that Champion of Champions tonight, final race on the card tonight, a stellar field and another rematch of Impressum and Jericho, but they're not the only two big players in this race.
No, they're not. I mean, this field of 10 has combined to to win 98 races from 220 starts. I'm sure you'll agree that's a pretty good strike rate. They have total combined earnings of more than $9 million, so there is tremendous depth in the field. Ironically, the two horses you mentioned, Impressive and Jericho, the top two on the morning line, had to go through the time trials in mid-November to qualify. It was their last avenue into the race, and there were two available berths on that night about a month ago. And they came through with the fastest two qualifying times to make the field. Impressum, striving to match Refrigerator, as the only three-time winner of this race. And Jericho actually was favourite when fourth in the Champion of Champions last year. Jericho has finished fourth 2 years in a row with no luck whatsoever. I tell you what, there's an amazing stat about Impressum unearthed by George Duarte on our webcast preview show that we do weekly. You can find that at losalamitos.com. George pointed out that Impressum has not missed the exacta since the All-American Derby of 2021. He's a seven-year-old about to turn eight. He's had 24 straight races since then and has never missed the exacta spot. Isn't that remarkable?
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And again, he's down inside. We got Jericho on a good post outside. Looking forward to that. And let's just touch base real quick on what we're going to see in the Los Alamitos 2 million for Turdy, the richest quarter horse race in California tomorrow night.
Yes, Political Twist is the morning line favorite. Connections had the choice, the second or third choice. It was the third choice of a post position, and opted to post seven, from which Political Twist won his trial so brilliantly 3 weeks ago in his Losail debut. He's the grade one Riadoso Futurity winner who was second in the All-American Futurity. Tremendous racehorse. There is some conjecture as to whether perhaps it was a faux pas of sorts, because they've let Enforce, the fastest qualifier and Golden State Million Futurity winner, have post position nine, even though Enforce got the fifth selection at Wednesday's post position draw. It's a fascinating race. There's a few interesting angles in play, but Political Twist is the morning line favorite over Enforce, and that's the 2 million Futurity at the end of tomorrow night.
Well, Bob Ike, I'll let you go ahead and finish up the show and get a post times and a play from Mr. Michael Rona.
I'm not hearing Bob. You got me, fellas?
Oh, I got you there, Michael. Okay, I think we might have lost Bob, so I'll go ahead and do that. Post time tonight, 5:45, Michael. Let's get a radio play from you for tonight.
Right. Yeah, I can hear you fine, but not Bob. So, we kick off at 5:45 after the nine races today. As you might be aware, there's an early first post tomorrow afternoon of 12 o'clock with 10 afternoon races on the closing day program. Look, I'm with Jericho. I'm going to make him the radio play. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, he's been an unlucky fourth in two previous Champion of Champions. He gets his chance here from post position nine. He's going to get a clear path, and I think it's his time. He's at the end of his five-year-old season. He's very strong at the end of 440 yards. He was drawn right next door to Impressive in those time trials in mid-November. Impressum had gate one, Jericho had gate two. Jericho edged him on that occasion. And with the wider post position, it just enhances Jericho's prospects even more. I've got the world of respect for Impressum. And the chances don't end there, but I do think they're the two strongest, toughest horses in the field. And the post position really plays to Jericho's strengths. So number nine for me, as the radio play in the Champion of Champions. There are three-year-olds in the field, including FDD Dreams, number six, who's a 6-1 shot in the race. He was beaten favorite in the Super Derby, but stumbled badly at the start. His previous form was impeccable, including a win in the Grade One All-American Derby in New Mexico. Another three-year-old filly, Hot Temptation, beat older fillies and mares to qualify through the Mildred Vessels Memorial back in September. She's a flying machine, drawn in gate two. I'm sure they'll run great races. I just prefer the more seasoned veteran performers in this context at the end of 440 yards.
Well, Michael, we look forward to that. Rest that voice a little bit. We're going to be busy starting this afternoon, and we're going through that big 10-race card to finish up tomorrow and then the deuce tomorrow night. Best of luck, and we'll cash. See how Jericho, let's hope he breaks from post nine. It's a good draw for him tonight in the Champion of Champions.
Good. Thanks so much. I appreciate the kind wishes.
That was Michael Runner. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. Again, I apologize. We had a couple technical difficulties with the equipment. Thanks to Bob Ike for co-hosting and all of our guests. Tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m., you've got Mike Willman, as usual, here. A 12 o'clock first post-time tomorrow with mandatory payouts at Los Alamitos. And, again, the $2 million fraternity tomorrow night. Wishing everybody the best of luck. Next Saturday, Santa Anita preview show here on Thoroughbred L.A. with Bob. We wish you guys all the best of luck. Cash some tickets, and good luck today. Guys got him bigger at 5 to 9, but make it F as 10. He wins it by a